EA, Listening 1. Electronic Arts, or EA, was founded in 1982 by Trip Hawkins in the Silicon Valley area of California. It went on to become one of the biggest video game companies in the world, but it was initially only a publisher of computer games. Hawkins founded the company after he left Apple Computer, and he recruited his early employees from Apple and Atari. EA attracted developers to publish with the company by offering them credit as artists and by sharing profits with them. In 1988, EA released a skateboarding game called Skate or Die. It was the first game that was developed by EA, not just published and distributed by them. It marked a turning point for the company's business model. In the early 90s, EA began acquiring video game development studios that would go on to create games for EA. Acquisitions in the 2010s have included a number of mobile game developers, such as Firemint in 2011 and Industrial Toys in 2018, reflecting the growing importance of mobile gaming as a source of revenue. EA, Listening 2. Now, EA is a major video game developer, publisher, and distributor for a variety of platforms, including video game consoles, PCs, and mobile devices. It produces both digital content and physical media. In FY18, EA generated $5.2 billion in net revenue, and it had 9,300 employees around the world. The company has numerous blockbuster franchises such as The Sims, Battlefield, Need for Speed, Mass Effect, and several annual sports games like Madden NFL and FIFA. Those games are developed by development studios that EA owns. EA has been criticized for overworking its employees in the past. According to a blog written by the spouse of an EA developer, employees regularly work 80 to 90 hours a week without any additional compensation. This led to several class action lawsuits that rewarded the employees in 2009. Long hours are not unusual in the industry, but most companies offer some form of compensation, such as additional time off after a game is finished. The issue is commonly known as crunch in the gaming industry, and in 2018 and 2019, many major video game studios came under public scrutiny for the practice, indicating it was an industry-wide concern.